The Henry Morgan Show? Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chick injector razors and blades, brings you The Henry Morgan Show, featuring Bernie Green and his orchestra and a few surprises. Good evening, anybody. Here's Morgan. Thank you.
Taxes! Taxes!
I've been looking at the national budget. All those expenses. Frankly, I don't see how I can pay for all that stuff. The government's putting money into reforestation, Indian reservations, fisheries, hatcheries. Some of that stuff I hardly ever use. So I have some ideas. I have some ideas on how we can save money. For instance, in this country, if a man wants to run for president, why don't we charge him an entry fee? Well, look at the money we'd collect every 4 years just from Albany. We'd run into... After all, Albany's the capital of New York State. That's if you're from out of town. After all, in this country, being president is the dream of every Tom, Dick, and... I'm sure of Tom, anyway. Another thing, maybe we're spending too much for congressmen. After all, do you realize that we have, 400-odd congressmen, and some of them are, but... Besides, they're absent much of the time, and I think every time a congressman is absent, he should pay a fine. You realize that would keep him on the job all the time, using every bit of his ability, all his brain power, all his... Maybe we better leave it the way it is. Well, I have a lot of ideas like that, and while I'm trying to forget them, here's an unusual guy. His name is Rector Bailey, and he plays the guitar. And while that's going on, he sings a song that he picked up in Haiti. It's a killer. This is Rector Bailey. Have you heard about the new way of testing radio listeners? Fascinating. We found out that some programs relax people while others excite them. In order to find out which does which, they strap you down, turn on the radio full blast, and take your blood pressure. Let's see how this blood pressure test works. We have with us this evening the famous scientist, Professor Dr. Heinrich Javor Morgan, who will conduct the experiments. Right this way, Dr. Morgan.
Please. Yeah. Listen, I got to have a volunteer, please, from the audience. I got to have somebody so I could took his blood pressure.
Hey, how about me, Doc? Hey, how about me?
You? Yeah, all right, except... I could use better somebody with blood, but... we work it out some ways. Now sit down here. Now roll up the arm, please.
You mean roll up the sleeve, Doc?
All right, by you it's perfect English. Congratulations. Here, I roll it up for you. My goodness, what a skinny arm you got.
That's my chest, Doctor.
Well, never mind. We got to use something. All right. Turn on the radio, please, and tell me when a meter shows a change in his blood pressure.
All right, Doctor. Here's the first program. A mystery.
Blood pressure up 10 points. Up 30.
Welcome to Inner Eardrum. Dark in here, isn't it?
Up 40.
This is the story of Oswald Krubisch, who was losing his mind. He had just killed his mother-in-law.
Blood pressure down to normal.
Krubisch watched his mind slowly slipping away.
I can't seem to remember anything. This headache. My mind. Where did I put it? I heard someone breathing.
Hello?
Clementine Phosphorus, you! What do you want?
It's no use, Krubisch. The police will be here any minute. They'll find you dead. It will look like suicide. Take your hand away from that buzzer.
Pressure up 30.
You can't. I'll do anything. I'll give you diamonds, money.
One more step and I'll shoot.
Pressure up 60. Sweat on forehead.
You wouldn't shoot. That gun is empty.
Down 30.
It isn't empty. It has 3 bullets in it.
Up 30.
I took all the bullets out.
Down 30.
I changed guns.
Up 30.
Your time has come, Krubisch.
Up 90.
Now, what is the patient's blood pressure, please?
He doesn't seem to have any, doctor.
Interesting. Let me see. Don't have no pulse, neither. Also, he ain't breathing. Somebody remove the volunteer, please. Another volunteer, please. Now, we try other kinds program. We tie you up and you listen to a Mr. and Mrs. broadcast. We took you now to their little apartment, 6 o'clock in the morning. They talk about themselves and it's very interesting. Also, they got a baby. Tune in, please, Mr. and Mrs. Klabiash.
Good morning, snuggle pot.
Good morning, bunny fur.
How are you this lovely, cheerful morning, dearest pie?
Fine, my bobolink. And how is Daddy's ever-loving lover, lover, lover?
Blood pressure down 10. Patient drowsy.
Oh, I guess where I went yesterday, Chicky Wick.
Were you at the office?
Yes. That wasn't hard to guess, was it?
No, it wasn't, Snooky Pooh.
Then why did you ask me to guess?
Well, I thought you asked me to guess.
Oh, I did?
Oh.
I thought you asked me, cuddle girl.
Maybe I did. Well, anyway, you guessed right, Peach Fuzz.
Blood pressure down 20. Patient requires plasma.
Oh, here's Nursey with the baby. Oh, isn't he cute?
Yeah. Whose is he?
Why, ours, Potato Puff. At least I think he is.
Oh, well.
Oh, he's trying to say something.
Gosh, and only 9 years old.
Blood pressure down 20. Hands clammy.
Oh, Pussy Willow. I meant to tell you baby bit the milkman today.
Pressure sinking fast, doctor. Doctor. Doctor, the experiment is over. Wake up!
Hey, bud, come here. Step back in this dark doorway a minute, will you? I don't want nobody should interrupt our little conversation.
I picked you out of the crowd because you look like the type fella appreciates a good deal when he hears it. Listen, you heard about the Eversharp chicken injector razor? Eversharp. All the time sharp, it means. Chick injector. That means, well, that's the name of it. Razor means razor, like you shave yourself with. Listen, this here razor sells for $1.25 with 20 blades. It's quick, see, because it changes blades automatically. Wait a minute. Every time you buy an Eversharp Chick razor, it helps keep Morgan on the air. You heard the program? You think what? Is that so? Oh, is that so? Is that... How would you like a fat lip?
Well, now, go, keep your hands off me. Cut it, Avis. What?
Not me, officer. I was just telling this guy about the other shop chicken chicklet. Well, look, all I said was a dollar and a quarter. He tried... No, I was... He was... I got one on me. There you are. Dollar and a quarter. All right, officer, thank you very much. Here's your change. Yeah, the plates are in there. Thanks. So long, officer. Now, wise guy, what were you saying about Morgan?
And now it's time to look in again on Charlie and Henry, two of the men who write the commercials that you hear on the air and the advertisements that you see in the magazines. Charlie is at the bar in his favorite saloon when in walks Henry.
Hello, Charlie.
Hello, Henry. Sit down and have a drink.
Oh, thanks. I'll have a shot of Red Eye Rye, the favorite among men who demand the fare. This blend of fine whiskeys is aged in barrels overnight and costs only a few cents more.
Well, I'll have the same. Henry, you look great.
Yes. I was tired, in a mood, run down. Until I took Vita pills. Now I feel great. Never better in my life. Pick my weight in Wildcats, eat like a horse. Full of pep, vim, vigor, new man. I'm strong.
Henry, I'm sold.
Good. I was getting tired again.
Hey, I'll bet you're looking forward to your vacation this year.
Yes, indeedy. Last year, I took out a vacation savings policy. This splendid policy enables the man who sold it to me to take a 2 weeks vacation at my expense.
And what did you get out of it?
Travel booklets.
Well, I suppose you'll get in some golf. Have you played much lately?
Yes, indeedy. I've been using the Eversharp all-purpose golf club, which changes heads automatically. Just push, pull, click, click, and you're ready to slice.
Well, if you're going to be out in the sun, Henry, don't get burned.
No, sir, I use genuine Kickapoo suntan oil. I mix it with a little mustard and paprika and baste myself every half hour. Kickapoo suntan oil filters out the beta rays, allows in the gamma rays, keeps out the ionosphere, and lets in the low-frequency stuff.
Makes an even color?
No, blisters.
Well, your vacation has you smiling in anticipation. And, Henry, your smile is positively dazzling.
Of course. I brush my teeth with Dr. Banana's tooth powder. It has a secret ingredient which shrinks the lips, thereby exposing double the tooth surface.
Well, here's the waiter with our Red Eye Rye. Henry, you say it's really good?
Charlie, once you taste Red Eye Rye, you'll never ask for any other kind.
Why not?
It paralyzes the vocal cords.
Well, bottoms up. Down the...
What do you know? It really does.
As a public service and in the interests of international friendship, we bring you now the gossip column from the Russian newspaper Izvestia and the columnist Dmitry Morganovich Morgan. Here's his famous column, Dmitri's Keyhole.
Good evening, Mr. and Mrs. Russia, and all the...
So he ain't got no ships at sea.
Flush. As was exclusively predicted in this column last month, this month is February. Flush. I predict a new twosome. Vasily Vasilievich Kurtsukov was seen with Maria Nazimovna Tsakrenko lately. Remember their names.
Flash, the moving pictures colony has discovered a new star. Blonde, petite, and only 18 years of old. This cutie pie is named Herzegovina Bielochuk. She hails from little old Vladivostok. Watch for her in new picture, The Road to Siberia. While we are on subject, what movie star who has wife is going around with movie star who has husband?
You don't know.
Ah, it's maybe your business. Say, next week opens here in Moscow unusual type nightclub. Imported direct from New York City, United States, America, 52nd Street. Anybody who is everybody is going there. Nowhere in Russia we got this. Little room, full of smoke, food no good, prices too high, floor show terrible, real American. Well,
I got to go to opening, so this is Comrade Morganovich Morgan's little boy Dmitri saying goodnight to you, and I do mean tovarich.
Strange stories of history.
When George Washington was a boy, on the occasion of his birthday, his father gave him a hatchet as a present. To see how the new hatchet worked, little George went out into the yard and cut down a cherry tree. Later, when his father asked him who had cut down the tree, little George replied, "I cannot tell a lie. The kid next door did it." This story has been cleaned up for kids. But Washington never realized that years later, Bernie Green and his orchestra would do this thing they're going to do now. Bernie has tossed in jazz, rumba, conga, something like the Benny Goodman Sextet, something of Lombardo and Count Basie, all based on music by Offenbach, whoever that is. Bernie calls it Offenbach on Broadway. And here is Uncle Charlie.
No other safety razor you ever used can compare with an Eversharp Chic Injector. It's the only razor with an automatic blade changer. It gives you a shave so swift, so smooth, so easy, you hardly know you've got whiskers. Get your Eversharp Chic Injector razor tomorrow. Discover for yourself the convenience of its automatic blade changer that changes blades when you need new blades like a machine gun. Fast as this, listen. Hear that double click? A push, a pull, click, click, and you're ready to shave. No blades to unwrap, no cut fingers. The blade automatically locks in the correct shaving position. Moreover, the patented guard bar holds each hair erect, so it's cut with maximum closeness. It makes clean, no-nick shaving under nose and lips easy. Eversharp Chic Injector blades are double-thick, hollow-ground, honed to superlative keenness. They last longer. For the cleanest, closest, smoothest shaves you've ever known, get an Eversharp Chic Injector razor at your dealer's tomorrow. It's $1.75 value. The razor alone made to sell for $1. The blade, 75 cents. Yet it's yours, complete. Eversharp Chic Injector Razor with 20 blades for only $1.25. Compare. Comparison proves. Use Eversharp Chic Injector Razor for the world's quickest, easiest, cleanest shave.
Hello, Hortense. This is Gerard.
You have the operator.
I have?
Yes.
Well, I don't want her. What happened to Hortense?
To whom?
To my party.
Your party is temporarily out of order.
She is? Gee, what's the matter with my party?
Her dial is not working properly.
Oh. Well, How soon will my party be in order again?
We are not allowed to give out that information.
Even if I promise not to tell nobody?
I am sorry.
Gee, it sounds serious. Gee, this leaves me in a terrible mess.
I will give you repair service.
I don't need no repairs. My dial's working. Anyways, I just wanted to find out if she'd go to the Coming Attractions Theater with me.
I will give you information.
Hey, wait, operator.
Yes.
Maybe you like to step out with me tonight. And we...
I will give you a slap in the face.
Gee, she didn't acquiesce.
Well, it's too bad that Hortense and Gerard won't be going to the Coming Attractions Theater tonight. It's a very good bill. Let's see, they're showing the coming attractions of The Yearling, The Dark Mirror... What? The Dark Mirror, Caesar and Cleopatra, The Killers, Lassie, Son of Lassie, Return of Lassie, Lassie Joins the Navy, The Razor's Edge, The Bride Wore White, and Selected Shorts. They're showing the best parts of $20 million worth of pictures for only 60 cents, their true value. The average American spends 120 hours a year at the movies, or enough time to recover from a serious illness. All this time can be saved at the Coming Attractions Theater. Professor, start the reel. Coming, Mun, Choose, Wed, Sensation, Pitch.
Mightier than Mutiny on the Bounty.
More thrilling than 2 years before the mast.
A saga of desperate men on a whaling boat. Don't miss...
Blubber.
Blubber was produced by Repulsive Pictures, makers of Repulsive Pictures.
Thrilling scenes as the whaling boat crosses the turbulent ocean with its precious cargo of blubber. You'll see the ruthless captain, Beast Morgan, ruling his crew with an iron hand.
Captain Morgan! Men overboard! Man overboard!
Is he an officer?
No!
Full speed ahead!
But Beast, that's the sucker man today who was washed overboard!
Sir, someone washed on this ship.
After all, Beast, you know we're not pigs. We're not swine. We're human beings.
Mr. Worcestershire, that's an exaggeration.
The Atlantic and Pacific Oceans used in this picture were borrowed from the United States Navy.
One beautiful girl on board, surrounded by 40 desperate, love-starved men. She's always enchanting, always exciting, always running.
Beast.
What is it, Sadie?
The men. They're threatening mutiny. They'll kill you.
Kill me? I'll slap your face for that.
Don't let them kill you, Beast. I love you.
Love me? I'll slap your face for that. What's your beautiful Sadie? Come here and let me...
I ought to slap your face for that.
You little she-devil. I feel like throwing you to the sharks.
Then why don't you?
Maybe I should have just slapped her face.
Well, that washes up, Sadie, and we've just saved you 20 minutes or enough time to write your congressman to keep rent control.
The picture Blubber is based on a help-wanted ad in the New York Times.
Beast Morgan was the terror of the seven seas and others. In scenes like these...
Mr. Worcestershire, come here.
Yeah,
please. Orders for the day.
Yeah.
Every man gets 20 lashes for breakfast with milk. Hang the third mate from the yardarm. Give the ship pass. Haul down the skull and bones. Put up new ones.
Well, where am I going to get our new skull and bones?
Use the first mate.
You're a beast, Beast. But you're a great sailor.
Thank you, Mr. Worcestershire. Come here and I'll carve my initials on your chest.
Brute force meets brute force as violence sweeps the ship. The first time the ship has been swept.
Mr. Worcestershire, come here.
No.
Mr. Worcestershire, what does this mean?
The ship is ourn.
Yourn?
Yes, ourn.
Ourn! Ourn! Ourn!
These desperate sailors had wills of ourn.
Beast! We want that blubber.
That's my blubber.
Come on, Morgan. Where do you keep the blubber?
I don't know. Am I my blubber's keeper? Boo! What else do you men want?
This ship is in danger. The mice are deserting it.
You mean we're sinking?
No, they refuse to eat the food.
Mr. Springbottom, come here.
Yeah, please.
Mr. Springbottom, is this mutiny?
M-U-T-I-N. Yeah, it's mutiny.
You'll thrill at the sight of men fighting a storm at sea.
It's a north by nor'easter.
It's a sou'easter.
It's Easter.
Shall we color eggs?
Captain! Captain, land ahead!
What?
Land ahead!
I can't hear you!
Land underneath!
You'll never see another picture like Blubber.
And that's a promise. See this thrilling drama packed with chills, thrills, and...
Blubber.
Mr. Henry Morgan, theater of color trashing.
Morgan will be on this same corner in front of the cigar store again next week at this same time.
Eversharp, manufacturers of Eversharp Chic injector razors and blades, invite you to tune in same time, same station next week when Eversharp will again bring you the Henry Morgan Show.